Reluctantly Charmed by Ellie O'Neill. Read by Kate Rawson. The world is full of magic things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. William Butler Yeats. Chapter 1. 7 weeks ago, no one had heard of me. That was before all this, before a columnist in the Irish Times wrote that I was a 21st century prophet, before I was denounced from the pulpit by the Catholic Church, before a small group in Dublin misinterpreted me and walked off the planet. I assume they're still walking. Before I was chased by paparazzi, before I became the number one Irish search word on Google, before Mam wanted a boob job, before people wondered, I mean really wondered, what if? Before anyone had ever really considered the existence of an invisible world. I can hardly remember back that far. I try to, but my old life is getting hazy. It all started on a Monday, my birthday. The office had gone through the birthday rigmarole and surprised me in the boardroom with a Victoria sandwich covered in candle wax. The sugar addicts and the easily distracted design department half-heartedly mouthed the words to happy birthday. One budding soprano stretched his neck and crackled through the high-noted hue. I recognised him from accounts, but couldn't remember his name. Thanks. All eyes shifted from me to the cake. Let's eat. I backed away and they dove in. I'm not a fan of birthdays. It took Claire, the office manager, 2 years to get my birthday date, and then it was accidental. The amorous Italian I was dating that summer sent me flowers, carnations. He had busy hands, more suckers than hands. We'd be in a bookshop and all of a sudden they'd be up my shirt and in my bra. He'd eat my neck as a first course in restaurants and snake his legs around mine so it was impossible to stand up. It was irritating. Anyway, Claire twigged when she saw the petrol station flowers, and I've had 3 uncomfortable 10-minute work birthday parties since then, and no more Latin lovers.